This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we continue today a study which we began several times ago on the very interesting question, what would I do if I were the devil? Now, of course, I'm not trying to persuade you to follow the devil. I'm trying to persuade you to follow Christ. But the particular approach that I'm taking in this series of lessons is this. Stop and think about the fact that your really great adversary in this world is the devil. The Apostle Peter, guided by the Holy Spirit, said in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8, "Be sober, be watchful, your adversary the devil goeth about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour." And Paul makes clear in 2 Corinthians 11, verses 11 to 15, that the devil fashions himself as a minister of light, and his servants, that is, the servants of the devil, fashion themselves or make themselves appear as if they were the servants or ministers of Jesus Christ. And so we face, every one of us faces a possibility of being misled by the devil, and we need to not be ignorant of his devices, as Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. We are not ignorant of the ways he goes about it, Paul is saying. But it may be that we are, and that's what we're trying to do, is to help us not to be ignorant. We've talked about a number of things as to what the devil might do. First of all, with those who are in the world, and then later we're going to talk about what the devil might do with those who are in the church, that is, with Christians. Now, the thing that I want to talk with you about today is, what would I do if I were the devil as regards the church? Now, since the church is the body of Christ, since it is the body of saved, when one is saved, he is a member of the church. One cannot be saved and later on become a member of the church. You're not a member of the church and then later on saved. You're not saved and then later on become a member of the church. The two things happen at exactly the same time. In Acts chapter 2, verse 47, regard to the church, the Bible says, "And the Lord was adding to them day by day those that were being saved." Reconciliation unto God is in the one body. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 13 to 16. That body was identified just a few verses before that in Ephesians chapter 1. Verses 22 and 23, as being the church. Therefore, reconciliation unto God is in the church. If I were the devil and had failed to make you to be an atheist or an agnostic or a subjectivist or one who leaned on science or who strived altogether after pleasure, or to try to get you to be a modernist and failed in all of these things, I would try to get you to reject Bible teaching on the church and to simply say, well, the church is not important. I can be saved just as well out of it as I can in it. But the Bible teaches that apart from the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. Hebrews 9:22. Not any at all. There must be the shedding of blood. And the blood of bulls and goats, that is, the blood of animals, cannot take away sin. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 4. What blood can save us from sin? The blood of Christ and only the blood of Christ. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7, we are saved or we have redemption through His blood. But the blood went into the purchase of the church. The Apostle Paul said in the elders of the church at Ephesus, as recorded in Acts chapter 20, verse 28, "Take heed unto yourselves and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit hath made you bishops, to feed the church of the Lord which He purchased with His own blood." Now, friends, if we cannot be saved without blood, and we cannot be saved by the blood of animals, but we can be saved by the blood of Christ, and if the blood of Christ went into the purchase of the church, and if the church is the body of saved people, and it's where the reconciliation unto God occurs, then, of course, if one remains out of the church, then he remains unsaved. He remains a child of the devil and does not become a child of God. He is not born again. When one is born again, he enters the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is the church. It's just another way of looking at the very same group or body of people. When you say the kingdom, you're emphasizing Christ as the king and the members as subjects. When you say the church, you're emphasizing Christ as the caller and the members as those who have been called out. When you refer to the church as the body of Christ, you're referring to Christ as the head and the members as members of that body directed by the head. So if I were the devil, I would try to persuade you not to enter the church. But I'm not the devil, and I therefore persuade you to obey the gospel, to obey the Bible teaching on this matter, and become a member of the church about which we read in the New Testament. Our time's gone for today. Please be with us next time as we continue this study.